In life, many thoughts are born in the course of a moment, an hour, a day. Some are dreams, some are visions. Often we are unable to distinguish between them. To some they are the same, however, not all dreams are visions. Much energy is lost in fanciful dreams that never bear fruit. But visions are messages from the Great Spirit, each for a different purpose in life. Consequently, one person's vision may not be that of another. To have a vision, one must be prepared to receive it, and when it comes, to accept it. Thus, when these inner urges become reality, only then can visions be fulfilled. The spiritual side of life knows everyone's heart and who to trust. How could a vision ever be given to someone to harbor if that person could not be trusted to carry it out? The message is simple. Commitment precedes vision. And this week's opening quote comes from High Eagle. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. You know, this was almost going to be my last show of Surviving the Matrix. I had an incident last week where I kind of felt that I'd said enough, and this was a pointless exercise. There are just too many rabbit holes. People are just being distracted right when we need them, and they're just never going to wake up. And so it's pointless me doing what I do, and I should just go and do something else. And that's the way I felt a few days ago. And then when I was looking around for the opening quote to use on this week's show, I came across that quote by High Eagle. It was actually the first quote that I saw. And that quote is what made me decide to keep going. Well, keep going for a little while longer anyway. And I really don't know how much longer that will be, folks. Things seem to be changing quite rapidly. New data retention laws have come in here in Australia. There's all sorts of legislation being brought in all around the planet. They really are tightening the net, ladies and gentlemen. And actually, I would suggest that if you're someone out there who's listened to a lot of these shows and you've enjoyed the show and you would like to be able to share the information with other people, I suggest you download the shows and the movies that I've got on the website while you still have the ability to do so. Just go through and find the shows that resonate with you, the ones that you think will work for other people, and download them all onto your hard drive and then burn them onto disk and put them somewhere safe so you've got them in the future, because I think we're going to find that the internet becomes very restricted soon, and you might find that websites such as thecrowhouse.com are removed from the search engines. It wouldn't surprise me at all, folks, if they start blocking a lot of these sites from Western countries, simply because of the content of the site and the damage it can do to the oligarchs that are controlling this world. So yes, I would suggest you download the stuff that you want to keep now. And not just with my website, folks, but with anything that you see, anything that you may want to keep for the future, clips from YouTube, any documentaries you may want, or any broadcasts you may want to play to people in the future, I suggest that you download them now. And of course, the reason they are tightening the internet up so much, folks, is because of the enormous amount of information that's been surfacing and the amount of people that are waking up and beginning to look at alternate news sources for their information. They really have overstepped the mark with their actions in the last 12 months. They really have. They've pushed things so fast that it's woken a lot of people up. All of these fake terror events that we're seeing throughout Europe and around the world have served to wake up a lot of people, simply because they're so obviously staged. And that is why they are rolling out the police state so quickly and attempting to limit the internet so quickly, because they really are scared of the awakening that's happening. And though we can use that to our advantage, it only works if we actually use it, folks. So this is why, as I've been saying so often lately, it's time for people to stand up and be counted. It's time to make your voice heard. It really is. A lot of people have been writing to me and saying, well, how come you don't provide any solutions in your shows? But really, that is the solution, folks. The solution lies in the hearts of everybody. I can't lead you back to freedom. You have to lead yourself. But if you're not prepared to stand up and speak, then it's not going to happen. You know, we need grass fires. We need people speaking out all over the world, standing up and pointing the finger and calling a spade and speaking the truth. We need more and more people doing it. We can't form a movement with a leader, because any movement with any leader can be taken down. The leader can be removed and the movement can be led in the wrong direction. That's why you need a movement that is not a movement. It is grass fires. It is public all around the world. It is people who know the truth, who are standing up in their own communities and getting involved and spreading information and questioning authority in the right way. That's what we need to happen, folks. It needs to happen right around the world. And there can't be a leader in such a movement. The people have to lead themselves and stop allowing themselves to be led down rabbit holes. And there are so many rabbit holes opening up. And the problem is that all of these rabbit holes cancel themselves out. All of these rabbit holes are their own demise, because a lot of the questions that we're being asked by these rabbit holes are things that can never be proven. Look at the flat earth argument that is rampant across the internet at the moment. And I can't believe I'm actually dedicating any time to this topic, but I am going to dedicate some time to it, simply because so many people are being led down this rabbit hole, and because it serves as a great example of the point I'm attempting to make here. Because when you look at this research, this is something that can never, ever be proven unless someone goes to those areas, goes to the edge of the world, or flies around the planet or whatever, goes into space or whatever, to check it out for themselves. The only other way that any such knowledge would ever be revealed to the people on Earth is if they had access to hidden archives. And it's the same with the creation, evolution, intelligent design debate. It's the same with so many ancient mysteries and so many things that we can't prove. It's very easy to say, well, the Earth is flat, the Earth is hollow, but no one can go and prove any of these things either way. Because none of us can get out into space to check it out, and none of us can sail to the South Pole to check it out. I mean, unless, of course, there is some billionaire who feels like hiring a flight or a plane and sailing to these regions to see, then we will never know, and we can debate all we like. We can go on and on and on about it, but in the end, we will never know for sure until we have access to hidden archives. And the only way we can ever gain access to such hidden archives is to regain control of our governments. Once we regain control of our governments and we get access to hidden archives and some of the knowledge that has been sequestered away from us, then all will be revealed. All of these answers will be revealed. Some of the greatest mysteries that have ever troubled the mind of man will be revealed if we can ever regain control of our governments and get access to some of the hidden archives. And all of the speculation about things that can never be proven distract from that one essential goal. And by distracting from that one essential goal, they allow the police state to be built around them while people are busy looking down rabbit holes that will never lead to anywhere except endless debate. And by the time they come out of the rabbit hole, what they're going to find is they can't even do research anymore, because the internet is locked down and they're locked down into a prison. And it all happened while they were distracted, looking down a rabbit hole, trying to find proof to something that can never be proven until we regain control of the system. And all they've been doing is allowing the system to go rampaging full steam ahead while they've had their head down a rabbit hole that can never be proven. So the paradox of things such as flat earth research is that it is its own downfall, because if we fail to regain control of our governments and simply allow things to continue the way they are while looking down rabbit holes, then very soon we won't even be able to do any research at all. Whereas if we were to actually concentrate on regaining control of our governments, all the questions that they are now researching would be revealed to them by default. So if anybody wants answers to these questions, they really do need to focus on how the answer will be produced. And you can research all you like and you won't get anywhere. The only way the answer is going to be found is to regain control of this system, which is exactly what your research is preventing you from concentrating on. So you're never going to find the answer, because you're approaching it from the wrong angle. same with all these problems, folks. We're never going to address any of them until we address them from the root cause of the problem. And the root cause of all of these mysteries and conspiracies is the fact that we have lost control of the system. Therefore, the only solution is to regain control of it, or actually gain control of it, because we never really have had control of it. It was put there to control us, and it's about time we stepped above it and took control of it, because at that point, all of these questions will be answered. And personally, folks, I have to question the timing of such debates. I would suggest that these debates are coming out right now in an attempt to distract people away from the matter at hand and to discredit the alternate research movement by suggesting to the public that conspiracy theorists can be talked into believing anything, even that the Earth is flat. And I mean, the concept of a flat Earth has taken the internet by storm, and it's come just straight out of the blue all of a sudden. And you can see how well the media has been setting this meme up, and even President Obama, because the media has been ridiculing flat earthers a little bit lately, and even Obama recently made a statement that he'll talk to anybody except the Flat Earth Society. So they plant these little memes in the mind of people to say, oh, look, he's ridiculing the Flat Earth Society, therefore there must be something to it, and everybody runs down the rabbit hole. It's classic misdirection. And it really doesn't take much to set it up and get people believing it, folks, because, I mean, we all know NASA's a fraud and they're doing something completely different to what they're telling us, and we all know that there's something major going on at the South Pole and has been for a long time. So it's very easy for them to set this up and point it all towards a flat Earth scenario and to get everybody to believe it, whether it's true or not. And it doesn't even really matter if everybody is believing it, as long as everybody is talking about it and investigating it, because when they're doing that, they're not paying attention to what's going on around them. I mean, the concept of a flat Earth, what a great conspiracy. The greatest conspiracy of all time, the biggest lie that was ever perpetrated against the mind of man. What a great conspiracy. What a great rabbit hole. I'd love to go down this rabbit hole and investigate it just for the sake of it. But due to the world situation, I simply don't have time because I know I'll never find the answer anyway. I mean, I've been researching for 40 years, folks, and I can find enough evidence to mount a solid argument that the Earth is round, that the Earth is flat, that the Earth is hollow, that the Moon is artificial and that the Moon is hollow, that there's a race living underground, all sorts of things. Hell, I can mount a solid argument that Paul McCartney's dead, but that doesn't make any of it true because I can't prove any of it and I'll never know. Now, with the impact of that, Rebecca Roth's book has been having in bringing the truth about 9/11 to people. And being that we are quite literally one false flag away from total lockdown, and we are, folks, with the current state of the world and the rise of Islamophobia and the current mental state of the people, if they stage one more false flag event in the United States, then the entire Western world will end up in total lockdown. And we are on the verge of waking people up to this fact. People are waking up in droves, and so that is why I have to question the timing of this rabbit hole. And I tell you, folks, it's hard enough to wake up your neighbours and convince them that the government doesn't have their best interests at heart. But you can do it, because the evidence is there to show them now. And you can do this, and you can get them half awake and in a position where they're really starting to look at things. Then as you're leaving, you can just say, oh, and by the way, the Earth is flat. And then they will put all of that research and all the stuff you just told them straight in the bin. They will shut down and they will never, ever look at the information again. And I think that is the purpose that it serves. But hey, let's say you are someone who really does believe that the Earth is flat and you're really keen to prove it to the world. Well, all you have to do is help deconstruct this system and regain control of our governments, and then you'll have access to all the research you need to either prove or disprove the theory that you're working on. But until such a time, then all you can offer to the world is speculation. And anybody who claims it is anything but speculation is lying to you, folks. Unless they've gone there and seen for themselves, they are lying to you. Anybody who tells you they absolutely know anything about what's going on this planet, folks, is either a fool or a liar. As once said by a great man whose name escapes me at the moment, the only thing that I can be truly certain of is how much I don't know. And quite often, folks, all these debates ever really lead to is infighting, and infighting is something that we really have to try to nip in the bud. I've seen a lot of it in the 9/11 truth movement as well. There are so many people who have so many different ideas about what happened on 9/11. And all these people seem to be able to do is fight about it and argue amongst themselves and accuse each other of being liars if they don't go along with the theory. I had someone send me an email the other day saying that because I believe there may have been planes and crews involved in the 9/11 attacks, then I'm a liar spreading disinformation. Well, folks, I think there were planes and crews involved. To be honest, I very much question whether planes hit the towers, because I look at that plane sliding into that building like a knife through butter, and I just cannot help but question what that really was. Because I've seen how easily planes are damaged when they hit anything. I mean, a plane can be destroyed going through a wrought iron fence, let alone through a steel building. So I have to question that. But yes, I believe there were planes and there were crews and there were passengers on the planes. I just don't think they ended up where we were told they ended up. But again, all I can do is speculate because I don't have access to all the information I need to make a definitive statement on what happened. Nobody does. Anybody who is presenting information to you and is involved in infighting and calling people liars because they don't agree with their particular theory is usually controlled opposition, folks, because none of us know the whole story. We all have a piece of the puzzle, and it isn't until we regain control of our governments and gain access to hidden archives and hidden information that we're actually going to be able to put the truth on the table and say, this is 100% true, this is fact, this is what happened. Until then, we have to respect each other's opinions and look at this situation and realize that it's under investigation. It still has not been solved. There are some very, very good theories out there about what happened, and I would suggest that many of them are actually correct, but until we are in a position where we can actually put the cards on the table and investigate this publicly, we simply cannot say anything for sure. And that's the way it is. So we've got to stop the infighting over 9/11. 9/11 is such an important issue, and it needs to be presented to the public. The investigation needs to be reopened, and we need to present information to people in a manner that people can identify with it enough to want to relaunch this investigation. And then we can find out what's true. I mean, look, there may have been indeed missiles that hit the buildings, and planes could have been superimposed, holographic planes, all sorts of things are possible. But if you go talking about this sort of stuff to Joe Public, they shut down. What you have to do is provide information to these people in a manner that will help them see that the official story is wrong, and we need to launch a re-investigation into the event. But if you start giving them stuff that they have never heard of, and it's right out of left field, you're just going to cause them to throw everything else you've just said in the bin, and they're going to turn away, call you a conspiracy nut, and they're going to allow the crime to continue. So, folks, we've really got to be sensible about our approaches to all these sorts of things. I mean, I believe that Julie Woods has probably provided the most adequate theory on how the towers came down. I suggested they probably were brought down by controlled energy weapons and shape charges and thermite and all sorts of stuff that was put in the buildings. I think they used multiple methods. I mean, let's face it, there was thermite found on the site, but everything that you look, when you look at the towers, it looks like they were brought down by a microwave beam or something. I mean, perhaps they used multiple methods just to keep the alternate media fighting amongst themselves, or perhaps we're simply doing their work for them by continuing to do so, rather than respecting each other and presenting viable factual information, not speculation, stuff that we can prove 100%, presenting this to the general public and convincing them to help us in forcing a re-investigation into this event. But you can't say, I know they used this, I know they did that, I know there were no planes involved, I know the calls were faked. You can't say you know anything until we investigate it, because as soon as you say you know for sure, then you've just created an argument and you've alienated people and you don't know anything because you weren't there and we haven't been able to investigate it. You may suspect and you may have a lot of proof to back up your suspicions and you may even be 100% right. But until we can put it on the table and we can actually reinvestigate it, saying that you know anything simply muddies the waters and prevents any real investigation happening, because you can never launch any real investigation into anything if you already have a foregone conclusion of what the outcome is. Because all you're going to be doing is looking for stuff that reinforces your conclusion rather than looking at all of the evidence and seeing where the evidence leads you. In fact, that's why I like Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go, so much, and respect her theories on what happened so much, because she didn't start with a foregone conclusion. She simply looked at the evidence and went where the evidence led her. And where it led her was something which would seem pretty outrageous to people, and yet it's the only thing that is supported by evidence. And is she right? Is it true? Well, folks, I don't know for sure, because it has never been put on the table in a proper investigation. But it certainly provides compelling evidence that we should open one. You know, we have some really, really serious issues to contend with on this planet, folks. We really do. And as far as the alternate media goes, it was good for a while. It was doing good things. It was making some progress. And lately it's degenerated into this mishmash of people that are just arguing and fighting with each other and going down rabbit holes and trying to drag everybody with them. Why can't we all just stop for a moment and look around and notice what is happening on this planet while you're all busy fighting with each other? Look at the wars that are escalating on this planet. And you might think, oh yeah, look, there's always wars. Don't worry about it. It always happens. No, but the wars are different now, folks. Now, when they went into Gaza last year, I said, this has changed things. This has legalized ethnic cleansing. And it has, folks. Look at the war in Yemen. And look what the conflict in Yemen is. You had a group of insurgents, basically, people who wanted to get rid of the government that they had and put something decent in place. And then as a response, the country next door, Saudi Arabia, goes in and starts bombing the country to stop the rebels taking over the government. And look what they're doing to the country. They've been bombing it for over a week now, and bombing it every day, all night. They're letting off for 2 or 3 hours in the morning, folks. They're bombing all night until 7 o'clock in the morning, and then stopping till about 11, and then starting again. And they're destroying everything, houses, markets, schools, hospitals, everything. They are turning the whole place into rubble. This is how they fight wars now, folks. They go in and they turn the country to rubble and they kill everybody that they can. There is no regard for strategic military targets or not hurting civilians. They just go in and they turn it into a wasteland. That is the new method of fighting war that we're seeing. And this has all been promoted by the United States and Israel. And look at the way they're doing it, folks. I mean, as soon as the Saudis went in there and started bombing the country, everybody else is like, oh, can we come and bomb them too? Are you killing people? Can we come and kill them too, please? We've got bombs. We'd like to send some planes there. We can kill people. We're very good at it. You have Israel sending planes down there to bomb these people with light weapons. You've got the United States sending 12 F-16 fighters, 20 missiles, and 125 tanks to Egypt, when Egypt isn't even being threatened by Yemen. Egypt's just going in to join the party. And you've got to wonder whether these ordnance are going to be used against Gaza Strip sometime in the future, because Sisi's also got his eyes on Gaza Strip. And these wars, folks, they're just going in and they're obliterating human beings in massive numbers. That's what they're doing. They're going in and obliterating people, obliterating entire landscapes, entire cities, just turning a place into rubble. And that is the new method of fighting wars. And this is our governments that are supporting all of this, folks. You know, the United States, it's not a bastion of democracy and freedom. It's a war machine that's run by banking cartels, and it's about time the people of the United States took the situation in hand and kicked these criminals that are running their country out. You've got to get rid of these psychopaths that are running the United States, folks. You've got to stop this war machine, because nothing the United States is doing is for national security. Nothing it's doing is to bring about peace. All it is doing the will of banking cartels, and it's going out and destroying as much of the world and killing as many people as it possibly can. And the only people who can stop it are the people of the United States. you guys have got a rogue government. You know, your government, your whole country has been taken over. It's been infiltrated from within. The enemy is in the gates, folks. They've taken over your country, and you are now the most brutal warmongering country on the face of the planet, and you have to take the matter in hand. It's as simple as that. Nothing the United States is doing is it doing in the name of self-defense. It's all being done in the name of aggression and empire building. And the United States ultimately is the country that will suffer for its actions anyway, because the whole thing has been run by banking cartels who don't give a damn about the United States. They just want all the weapons the United States has. And it's just all about constant war, folks. That's what it's about. And that's what they're pushing all around the world. And while they're doing it, they're locking our own countries down into a police state in order to protect us from the terrible terrorists that they're out there creating themselves. And the problem for me is that we could address all this very quickly if we stood up and actually turned to face it and called a spade, but too many people aren't doing it because they're too worried about whether the earth is flat or not. It just blows my mind, folks, these rabbit holes that people go down, and all these rabbit holes do is cause them to disregard the people around them, ignore the plight of this planet, and allow things to continue to deteriorate when we could fix things very quickly if people would just give it some of their attention rather than worrying about something that can never be proven until we've regained control of the system. So let's regain control of the system. Let's get some priorities in this battle, folks. Let's see what the first step to freedom is. And the first step is for the people to stand up, call a spade, and regain control of the criminals and psychopaths and warmongering terrorists that are running all of our Western governments. Get control of these people, folks, and then you can go and worry about whether the earth is flat. But let's put a few priorities in place, shall we? Because all of these people with their heads down these rabbit holes are just contributing to the problem. They are allowing the police state to be built. They are allowing their brothers and sisters to be slaughtered around them via their own inaction and their own tunnel vision over an issue that can never be proven. It honestly just blows my mind, folks. It really does. How quickly people can ignore the plight of others and just jump down some rabbit hole when ultimately it can lead nowhere until we've regained control of the system. It just blows my mind. It really blows my mind just how easily people can be distracted. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fluoride, but it just never ceases to amaze me how quickly people forget their surroundings and how quickly they disregard the plight of others in order to jump down some mysterious rabbit hole. And we see a lot of it, folks. We see so much of it. And yet in regard to what is actually happening on the planet, in regard to the incredible loss of life and the absolute contrived nature of all of these wars, all we really hear from the global community is silence. You know, where's the outrage? Where are the people who have had enough? And I'm sure there are many of them, but why aren't they saying they've had enough? Why aren't they standing up and saying we've had enough? Why are the soldiers doing what they're told? Why are these moronic soldiers getting into these planes and going and bombing other countries? Why don't they turn and arrest the people who are giving them the orders to go and kill all these people in these foreign countries? And why don't we make international law actually work? Because we only need one international law, folks, and that is war should be illegal. So let's do that. Let's make war illegal, and let's destroy the instruments of war right across the planet. And let's incarcerate those people who persist in using them or persist in building them. Let's put humanity at the top of the equation again. Turn and face our surroundings and inject a little sanity into the world. That would truly be a wonderful thing. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, so some of the biggest issues we're facing in the world today really are the continual public silence in the face of the myriad of atrocities we're seeing carried out on this planet. I mean, the wars, the treatment that the government is meting out to people in foreign countries, even the treatment they're meting out to their own people, the austerity measures, the total disregard for human life, legislation that's coming in saying that it's illegal to get in the way of profits, things like this. This is absolutely absurd thinking. It's psychopathic thinking, sociopathic thinking, and it's anti-human thinking. And yet in the face of all this, we have mainly silence from the people. I mean, sure, we have people attempting to address symptoms, but this is never going to work. This is another problem, folks. This is one of the big problems we have in trying to combat this system, is that we're always attempting to address the problem by addressing the symptom. And we can't ever solve the problem by addressing the symptom. We have to look at the symptom and see what is causing the symptom. And like I said, folks, all of the problems that we face on the planet are due to government corruption, every single one of them. It doesn't matter whether it's corporate destruction or whether it's the wars or austerity measures or homelessness or the CSG pollution, the destruction of the barrier reef. It doesn't matter what it is, folks. All of it is happening because of legislation the government's put in place which allows it to happen. And what happens is that people attempt to address the symptom, but in the face of the actual problem, which is government corruption itself, which has actually caused the legislation and caused the problem, in the face of this, we just see silence. Silence or people jumping down rabbit holes and looking in the other direction. You know, and I really believe we could heal this world very quickly. We could. There's not a lot of people running this show, folks. So you look at the governments, they're just a handful of people. And you look at the television. The television seems like this big leviathan, this big monster. Really, it's just little buildings with little people sitting in little rooms. They've got cameras that make them look like they're in big rooms. And they have these fancy sets behind them that make them look important. It's all contrived and presented to the people in such a way that makes it look official. And they talk to you using neuro-linguistic programming all the time. They train people what to think. But really, when you look at it, the talking heads in the media and the criminals in the political parties, there's really not a lot of these people, folks. There's really a handful of these people in comparison to the population of this world. And if the population of this world was to stop maintaining their silence and simply stand up and speak the truth, then we could heal this world very quickly. And then we could go and do whatever we want. Then we could create an incredible reality for the human spirit to live in. We could make this world a wonderful place, a place of abundance. And we could go down any rabbit holes we want. We can go and research whatever we want. We can actually find out what's going on here. But until we do this, folks, it's not going to happen. That's the only solution that there is to the solving of any mysteries, any of the problems that we have, all of the issues that we have that we've ever faced. All of these issues can be solved by wresting control of this system from the hands of the psychopaths who now run it. And they are psychopaths, folks. If you think that the people who populate our governments are not psychopaths, open your eyes and look around. Because when you look at the state of this planet and you look at what's happening in all of our countries, there is no question that these people are absolute lunatics. They're completely and utterly insane, and they have no regard for human life whatsoever. And the only reason this system continues, folks, the only reason these people are able to maintain control the way they do is because we continue to comply with the rules that they put in place. And those who are looking for a way out of this situation are always suggesting things like violent revolution or assassinations or overthrowing people, all of which are completely ridiculous ideas and all of which take humanity in totally the wrong direction. You know, this is a spiritual issue as much as it is a physical or political issue. It really is. And if we can apply spiritual understandings to our physical situation, we can heal things. We don't need to overthrow anybody. We don't need any violence at all. All we need is respect for each other and a global stance of non-compliance to any rule which causes us to deviate from our moral compass. That's all we need to do. If we all suddenly did the right thing in all that we do, we could change the world in a single day. Now, we don't need violence, folks. We don't need revolution. We don't need any of that stuff. We simply need to wake up to ourselves and stop going along with this psychopathic system. Like I said earlier, the people flying the planes going and bombing people, don't get in the planes and go and bomb people. If some commanding officer has given you an order to go and drop bombs on another country, you need to arrest him and drag him off to a jail and have him incarcerated as a potential mass murderer. And same with the leaders and your politicians and all these people who are chanting out for war and beating the war drums. You need to grab all these people and throw them in jail, every one of them. They're a bunch of mass murderers and we don't need them interfering with the human experience anymore. Because that's all they've been doing, folks. They've been interfering with the human experience for centuries. And we need to stop this. We need to stop fighting their wars for them. Because that's all we're doing, folks. I guarantee none of the soldiers out there have actually got a problem with any of the people they're killing. It's just that their boss told them to go and kill these other innocent people from another country who don't have a problem with them either. You know, it's just people sending other people's children off to die. That's all our leaders seem to do, folks. And it all continues because we continue to comply with the rubbish that they write on pieces of paper because we think it's law, but it's not. It's just rules that sociopaths write on paper that they use to control other people's lives and murder vast amounts of population and destroy vast amounts of real estate in whatever country they can cook up an excuse to go and attack. And sure, they throw us little modicums of hope now and then. There's been talk that the United States is going to put sanctions on Israel and stop giving it so much money and stop helping it carry out genocide against Palestine, but this is really just a modicum of hope. There's also talk of the United States insisting that Israel withdraw from its settlement program and go back to the 1967 borders, which is also another modicum of hope. But of course, it's very doubtful that Israel will do this. Of course, as soon as this was suggested, we saw the war erupt in Yemen, and Israel immediately jumped up and put their hand up and sent planes down there so they can start bombing these poor people with light weapons as well. And so we see these little modicums of hope get presented to us, but then we see the global situation deteriorate and wars and terrorism escalate dramatically, pretty well straight away as soon as these little tidbits of hope are offered to the people. So immediately their minds are distracted and their attention is focused elsewhere. But it's just there in the back of their mind that, oh, they're talking about making things right, so it's okay, I don't have to worry too much, I don't have to stress too much. Oh dear, isn't this escalating conflict terrible? But again, you've got that little modicum of hope seeded in the back of your mind, so you think things may get a little bit better while they continue to get worse all around us. And the problem is that people just allow them to continue to get worse because they're too busy wondering whether the earth is flat and all sorts of stuff, all of which can never be proven and is therefore completely and utterly irrelevant to their lives either way, and simply allows everybody around them to be murdered by the criminals that run their country simply because they're not paying attention. You know, there are a lot of really good people on this planet. There's a lot of really wise people, a lot of very intelligent people, a lot of great humanitarians, a lot of really good people who have great ideas, who want to do good things and are capable of doing good things. And if we're going to have a system, like a social system like we've got, and we're going to have administrators in charge of these social systems like we've got, we call these administrators governments and we believe that they rule us, but if we're going to have a situation like we've got, we need to have great humanitarians and people of high integrity as the ones who are in control of the management of the infrastructure. But we don't have that. We have people who are quite literally the worst of all humanity, the worst of our societies, the most brutal, the most arrogant, the most egotistical, the most sociopathic, the most psychopathic, the most bloodthirsty, the most evil people in the world are the ones who we seem to have in control of most of our countries. And if you doubt that, again, look around you at the state of the world. And folks, the only reason we have people of such low moral fiber and people of such brutal arrogance and brutal sociopathy that are in control of this planet is because the people of this planet, not only do they undervalue themselves, but they just don't pay attention to what's going on. People don't pay attention to politics. They don't pay attention to what's really going on the planet. They're too busy running on the treadmill, and they never ask themselves why they are running on the treadmill. That's the thing about the treadmill. People are so caught up in debt, but they never really wonder why. They just think, oh, it's the way it is. It's inflation. This is just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Things just get more expensive because we're using so much of the planet's resources that things become scarce, and so they become more expensive, and this is just the way it is. It's this program that people are running, and they never really have time to ask the question, why is it just the way it is, and why do our leaders allow it to be perpetuated? Why is it allowed to be continued? And they just don't have time to pay attention to politics. And the problem with intellectual and intelligent and humanitarian people not really paying attention to politics is that they end up being ruled by their inferiors. They end up being ruled and controlled by people who have no humanitarian interests and no moral fiber and no moral standing. And we end up in the situation that we've got now. And there are so many reasons for this, and there are so many rabbit holes we can go down in an attempt to find out what's actually going on the world today. There are so many rabbit holes, folks, but as I was trying to explain earlier, we're never going to find the answer to many of these rabbit holes. I mean, I've really gone down a lot of rabbit holes, folks. Like I said, I can find enough evidence to mount a solid argument that the earth is round, the earth is flat, the earth is hollow, the earth is a hologram, the moon is hollow, the moon is a hologram, the moon is flat, the moon is artificial. I can mount an argument that there's alien races living under the earth. I can mount a solid argument that the control system is run by the Freemasons. I can mount one that it's run by the Jesuits, that it's run by the Jews, that it's run by the banking cartels. So just take your pick of which rabbit hole you want to go down, folks. I mean, I can mount a solid argument that the whole thing's run by aliens and that Paul McCartney died in 1966, but it doesn't make any of it true, and I can't prove any of it. And all any of it does is lead to endless debate. Now, you can go down these rabbit holes and you can argue for the next 200 years about what's actually going on in this planet, and you'll never really know. And trust me, because I've been researching for 40 years. You can go down any of these rabbit holes and all of them lead to endless debate. But if you want the answer to any of these questions, if you want to find out how the pyramids were built, if you want to find out what's really going on this planet, the only way you're ever going to do that is to regain control of this system and to gain access to hidden archives. And if we can't gain access to hidden archives, then at least to put humanity in a position where they can explore things and research things freely for themselves without being constrained by political correctness or political agendas or legislation that prevents them from doing so. And that's only going to happen when we stand up, call a spade, and regain control of this system, or at least gain control of this system for the first time in the human experience. We have to pay attention. And if we're going to have rulers or leaders or countries or social systems like we have at all, we need to ensure that those that are in control of these systems are people of high integrity who can lead us back to a point where we don't need these systems at all. And we need to find viable ways to do this, and going down rabbit holes is not the answer. The answer is to acknowledge our surroundings and address the situation we are in, because it can be addressed very easily if people would simply choose to pay attention and apply themselves to the situation. That is truly the greatest frustration for me in all of this, folks, is seeing the simplicity of the solution. Now, it really would be so simple for us to heal things if people just stop squabbling and looking for answers in the wrong places. People just don't seem to really realize what is going on here. They don't really seem to realize what this control system is. You know, mostly it's mind control. It's control of the mind. It gets people playing each other off against each other. It gives you a myriad of rabbit holes to go down, a myriad of ideas that could be the answer. But you never really know until you go right down the rabbit hole, and then you find that there's another little side tunnel off, and you've got to explore a whole new rabbit hole, and another rabbit hole, and another rabbit hole, and you just end up exploring all these things, and none of what you're discovering is really coming from personal experience. Usually it's stuff that other people have written in books, or it's stuff you found online, or it's ideas that have been presented to you by other people. Very, very rarely is it stuff that we discover for ourselves, because all of these situations have been set up for us, folks. There's all these rabbit holes that have been set up for us, and all of them lead to endless debate and allow those who are controlling things on this planet to just continue rolling out the control grid. You know, what we've got on this planet, folks, is a massive humanitarian crisis, and it's reaching epic proportions. It's getting very, very drastic. There are entire civilizations on this planet that are in danger of complete collapse, with total loss of life for all the citizens that live in these places, complete loss of culture for all of these citizens, complete loss of self for all of them. And it isn't just happening in the Middle East, folks. It may be happening in the Middle East and be quite apparent to us in the Middle East at the moment, but it's coming to all of our countries too. I mean, don't think they're going to stop with what they're doing over there. They're doing it to our countries as well. They're doing it here in Australia. I mean, the police here have been militarized, and they're about to dig this whole country up and turn it into a coal mine and a nuclear waste dump. So, you know, don't think it isn't happening in all countries. It is. It's coming to a country near you. It may not have got there yet, but it's certainly coming. Just the anti-terror legislation they're bringing in all of our countries is a very good indication of this, folks, because the anti-terror legislation is not to protect you from terrorists. It's to protect the government from you. And they're going to need to protect themselves from you because they intend to completely trash your country and impoverish all the people within your country and basically herd the workers that they need up for the work that they need and to just discard all the rest. And that's the plan, folks, and it's coming everywhere. That's what the anti-terror legislation is, because remember, a terrorist is anyone who questions the government. And if you don't think that's right, well, just go and ask David Cameron, because that's what he says. He says that online activism and anybody who questions the workings of the machine is a terrorist. We've got laws coming in this country that say that anybody who stands against corporate profits is breaking the law and is therefore a terrorist by default. We've got an absolute corporate rampage unfolding on this planet, all being brought about by things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which gives every country the ability to rape every other country, and nobody can do anything to stop it because the psychopaths wrote the rules down on a piece of paper and told everybody that was okay, and they put a little rubber stamp on it. See, that's all you need to do, actually, to destroy the Earth, folks. You've just got to write it down on a piece of paper that you can do it and put a fancy letterhead on it and a rubber stamp and have some psychopath in a suit sign off on it for you, and suddenly it means you can destroy the world. Well, that's according to the psychopathic politicians that we have running the show anyway. And that's the problem, folks. That's how they're doing it. It's simple for them to destroy the world. They just have to write it down on paper that they can do it. And because we have lost contact with ourselves and we've forgotten what government actually is, which is simply a group of people we appoint to manage our infrastructure for us, we've forgotten all this. And so we believe that what they write on pieces of paper actually gives them the ability to do what they're doing. Hell, folks, we'll let them kill people because they wrote down on a piece of paper that it was okay to do it. I mean, look what General Sisi is saying about Gaza Strip, folks. He's written down on a piece of paper that Hamas is a terrorist organization, and therefore that gives him the ability to launch strikes against Gaza. You see, all you've got to do is write it down on a piece of paper. What if I write down on a piece of paper that General Sisi is a mass-murdering psychopath? Does that give me the legal right to go over there and bomb him? Of course it doesn't, because I'm not wearing a little suit like him, and I don't have a fancy cap like him, and someone didn't write down on a piece of paper that I had the ability to do that. You see, we live in a paper-based reality, folks, and the problem is that all the people of this planet, the real living people, the living souls, the flesh, the intelligence, the beauty, the life on this planet, believes that what is written on paper is real, when really what is real is life itself. We've just forgotten that. We've been trained to live within a paper-based fictional reality, and we're allowing that paper-based fictional reality to destroy this world and to destroy all life and everything of beauty that exists upon this world. And I think it's time for us to pay attention, folks. I really do. As I said at the start of the show, folks, this was almost going to be the last episode of Surviving the Matrix. Because sometimes I just get frustrated, I really do. Not only do I get frustrated at the actions of the politicians, get frustrated at seeing my friends and my brothers and sisters being bombed and dying all over the world, I get frustrated at the inaction of the general population, but I also get frustrated at the alternative research community, and it's continually ignoring the root cause of the problems that we face on this earth and leading people down rabbit holes of blind argument that never lead anywhere except to further slavery for mankind. I find it enormously frustrating. I really do. You know, all the mysteries and all the problems that we face, they're all symptoms, folks. Even for argument's sake, say the earth is flat and it's been hidden from people. Even that is simply a symptom of a larger problem, which is the government corruption that hid the truth. All the problems that we have are the result of government corruption that hides the truth and hides reality and hides us from ourselves. The government corruption that creates wars, financial slavery, homelessness, degradation, pollution, oil spills, nuclear waste, radioactivity, depleted uranium, the deforestation and degradation of not only humanity, but all life on this planet, all of it. All of these things are symptoms of government corruption, folks. And until we address all of these symptoms at their root cause, you're just going to continue. It doesn't matter which rabbit hole you want to go down. It doesn't matter what you want to argue about. It doesn't matter who you want to point the finger at. It doesn't matter what claims you want to make about what may actually be going on. Most of the really big issues, galactic issues, solar issues, the real state of the planet, the real purpose of humanity, how the pyramids were built, all of these ancient mysteries and all of these huge questions that have always troubled the mind of man. You want to address any of them? Then regain control of this system, folks, and stop allowing yourself to be fed rubbish by people you employ to manage your infrastructure. You know, in a free and open society, knowledge would be free. Knowledge about everything. Government would be transparent. And knowledge would be freely available to all. There wouldn't be any need to keep secrets in a free and open society. And it's that very issue itself that is the problem. We don't have free and open societies. That's the very reason why all of these mysteries and all of these rabbit holes exist. We don't have a free and open society because we have a disunited community. A community that judges each other by their social status or what their beliefs are. And it even applies to the alternate research community. Here we have a community that is at loggerheads with each other, accusing each other of being shills and liars and disinformationists and this and that because they have tunnel vision, they're down their own particular rabbit hole, and they won't acknowledge the value of anybody else. And the rabbit hole that they're going down is simply a result of the fact that we do not live in a free and open society. And if they want to solve the mystery of their rabbit hole, they need to address it at its root cause. And that means keeping an open mind. It means being respectful to people and uniting the community in such a manner as to be able to address this situation at its root cause. Until we do that, we can bark at each other all we want. We can bark up whatever tree we want. We can jump down whatever rabbit hole we want, and we can ignore the plight of others as much as we like. But we're not ever going to solve any of the problems we face. And all we're doing by continually running this same program is allowing those who put the programs in place to continue building the police state around us. And that's exactly what they are doing while all of you people out there are busy fighting with each other. You're just not paying attention, and you're not respecting each other, and thus you are just exacerbating the situation. Now, we're at a real turning point in history, folks, and we have the ability to change things very quickly, and we have every opportunity we've ever needed. In fact, we have more opportunities now than we've ever had in history to be able to actually address this situation. All we need to do is stand up as a respectful community, and we can do it. So I think it's about time we put all of our differences down and realize that everybody has a piece of the puzzle and that anything's possible. And if we can put down our differences and address this situation from its root cause, then all of our questions will be answered and all of our problems will be solved. But that's it for me now, folks. I'm now completely out of time. Thank you to anybody who's ever sent me a word of kindness. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. I love you all, I really do, and that's the only reason I do these shows, but I really hope that we can see some sanity and some unity in this movement soon, because if we don't, we're going to bring about our own demise. And I think it would be very irresponsible for us to allow that to happen. But as I said, folks, that is it for me. It's been a pleasure having your company on the air today. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In La Cache.